MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Marion Smith, Franchise Principal and Financial Advisor at Consult by Momentum. Marion, appreciate the early morning. New proposed tax regime for collective investment scheme funds. Currently, as I'm taxed on disposal of my CIS and not before. And of course, dividends, as we've received, I pay dividend withholding tax at 20%. The new plan is to tax within the fund on a, as I understand, on a daily basis. So I'll be getting taxed regularly, not just on disposal.
Yes, Simon. Good morning. How are you?
Always excellent.
Yes. Wonderful. No, tax we will pay, it seems. Treasury, I think, at the, what they want to achieve in terms of this new legislation is to make a proper distinction between income and capital gains. Mm-hmm. And it's been a grey area for quite a while, and it's also not new legislation or new proposed legislation. This has been in the pipeline since about 2018, and very negative commentary in 2020 deferred this whole process. So yes, there's basically two ways that they can look at this taxation, and it seems that they're leaning towards, like you said, a kind of a daily taxation scenario, and the fund will then issue the individual investors with a tax certificate at the end of the tax year, and this will basically state what, you know, your interest portion is, mm-hmm. and what, if there's any capital gains that you would be liable to pay.
The challenge there for me as the investor is that if I haven't sold, I haven't got the money yet. So this might then create some forced selling in order to pay the tax, or am I being a little alarmist?
Exactly that. That is exactly the problem, Simon. And also, you know, we as a country, we don't have a very good savings record for various reasons.
Yeah.
You know, very slow economic growth, layoffs during COVID, and, you know, people are struggling. So from my perspective as a financial advisor and a wealth manager, we need to really make it very attractive for the individual investor to save, even if it comes with pain. And also, you know, we want people to be able to retire mm-hmm. with money and look after themselves and not be reliant on the state to provide them with income.
The note that you put out said that this does align with global practices. So, I mean, it's been done elsewhere. I take your point there around our lower savings rate and our economic challenges. And we were just chatting vehicle sales a moment ago. It is tough out there. It has been for a long time. This might be global best practice, but it might not work for South Africa best practice.
100%. I fully agree with you there. We are not a first world country. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you look, for example, in the East, the savings rate there is about 24%. Europe is substantially high. The same with the US. You know, South Africa lags around 13.23% mm-hmm. in terms of savings rate. So we really, really need to assist the individual investor to yep. save on a monthly basis and make it attractive for them to keep on doing so.
As I understand, this is a proposal from Treasury, and people can comment and have their 5 cents.
They are actually commenting at the moment, mm-hmm. and the comments are open until the 13th of December, mm-hmm. and let's see what comes out of that. Just on that point as well, what is really concerning to me as a financial advisor yeah. is currently, you know, pre- and post-retirement savings are exempt from tax. Your taxation on growth and interest.
Yeah.
So, and that is on a product level.
Yeah.
So if you look, for example, Simon, if I invest some of your funds in a discretionary product, a voluntary product, in exactly the same fund, in a pre- or post-retirement product, mm-hmm. the one will get taxed and the other one not. So
yeah.
we need, you know, how is that going to work out? And how is that going to, you know, if it's taxed at a fund level, that's a big problem for retirement savings.
And there's also the drag. Because as I said, in the past, I would put my 100 bucks and I draw it out many years later at 200 and I pay my tax. But if I'm taking tax out every single year because I might need to sell, that actually puts a drag on my savings rather than an enhancement.
And also an immediate consequence.
Yeah.
Because you might be slapped you know, with a tax bill in the current tax year, mm-hmm. and you didn't make provision for that in term because you're saving. Yeah. Now you would probably have to withdraw some of your savings to pay taxes. Which is not the thing. I don't think that is the purpose.
Yeah, I agreed 100%. So 13 December, folks, get out there, get commenting.
That's Please comment.
Comment. It's Marion Smith, financial principal and financial advisor at Consult by Momentum. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.